the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. The weather's still awesome. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker. But when you do that, we get the question all the time, Bob, is if you had only one item that you would recommend to the griller, I know what the answer is, and you know what the answer is, too.
It's a no-brainer. Right. And what's so nice is our partners in this are out in Utah, and they're executive chef and trainer, Chef Martin, being in Utah on a Saturday morning, getting up this early to get on the Grilling Guys show, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the answer to the question is a high-quality thermometer. Temperature is everything when we're on the grill and the smoker. So, Martin, welcome to the show. It's good to hear your voice again. And we want to talk a little bit about ThermoWorks and all the great stuff that's going on this fall with you guys.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Job. It's great to hear you guys again, too. I'm excited to be here. Excited to talk to you.
Awesome. So, let's knock the top off this, right? You guys got a new product coming out. It's going to be a game changer. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, so our new product is called RFX Meat. There's the RFX Meat and the RFX Gateway, and this is our entry into the wireless probe thermometer world. Now, there's a lot of people who have been taking up space in this world, and we have been really late to the game. But we always said, people asked us for years and years for a wireless probe thermometer, and we said, we're not going to put it out until we can put it out right.
But in your defense, you also didn't go to China to do it.
Yeah. We didn't just take the exact same thing and slap our label on it. We designed this thing, and we tested it, and we've been watching people walking up and down the street rolling the thing that tells you how far you've walked, the little roller, checking distances and stuff like that out in front of the office for months. And we did not just say, hey, China, send us whatever you got and we'll put our label on it.
Right.
So somebody doesn't know what this is. What is an RF thermometer or probe? What's the uniqueness of it?
Yeah, RFX stands for radio frequency, I guess, extreme. But instead of using a Bluetooth connection between the probe and the base unit, we're using a radio frequency. So it's a sub-gigahertz radio frequency that has much broader range, much longer range, and much deeper penetration. So, for most wireless probe thermometers, you put it in the smoker, you put it in the grill, and you close the lid, and now you've got about 2 feet of range on your phone or on your base before that Bluetooth connection cuts off. That's because Bluetooth rays are really, really tiny. And so going through the walls of a smoker, they get eaten up really fast. These are over 10 times longer wavelengths, and so they can pass through thicker things more easily. So you get deeper range and fewer dropped connections. That's the problem with wireless probes, is they're always dropping connections all the time. This one doesn't. It connects to the RFX gateway. That connects to the Wi-Fi, and then you use the ThermoWorks app that you've already got because you got signals or something like that.
Right.
And you can track your cook from anywhere in the world. You can have your friend log in, in Turkmenistan, and he can look at how your ribs are doing.
So if we plug this in, we can just toss off the cook to you and tell you to monitor it.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh? I'll call you when your ribs need to be right.
Yeah, I need a real guy to watch this thermometer. So, but anyway, Martin, what you just described happens to me. I have the signals. And I often am cooking for a lunch, right? So my meat goes on 10 o'clock at night, and I want to monitor it through the night. It sits on my nightstand. My smoker's maybe 100 feet away from my bedroom window, and there's nothing worse. I set it when if I'm using pork butts, I want to wrap them at a certain time and temperature. If you miss that, it impacts the quality of your product. And it was the best we had with the Bluetooth, but this is going to be so much better.
Yeah, and it really is. And, you know, we have done extensive testing. We've stuck it in pork butts. We've put those pork butts in aluminum pans and wrapped them in aluminum foil and then put that in a quarter-inch thick steel drum smoker and then walked away from it with the gateway, and we've maintained connection. And it's just it does what everybody wants this product to do, and so, that's what's exciting about it.
So yeah. For the average guy out there, I think they're going to just want to start off. I'm saying average. I don't know if there is an average anymore, but if you don't have a good thermometer that's digital, the ThermoPen is still the go-to piece. I have the original one you guys sent me 10 years ago, and it still works like a champ, and yeah. It's amazing. And I think it's because of the way it's manufactured, but also your technology. And I know you're not necessarily involved with the manufacturing side. You're busy being the test kitchen guy and doing what chefs do. But the other thing I have that I really like that you guys sent me maybe 5 or 6 years ago is something called the Smoke. And people are going to see that on your website. Tell us about the Smoke. And it's, let's call it somewhat older approach, yet the effectiveness. Because mine works great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. Like the one tool, if you only have one temperature tool, it's going to be the ThermoPen, because that can save you in every situation. But the Smoke really is fantastic. Smoke is a two-channel remote thermometer, so the probes themselves aren't wireless. They're wired to a base that sits outside your smoker. But then there's a receiver that you can carry around with you. And you can monitor your smoker temp as well as the meat temp, because you got two channels. It's a simple product. You can change the temperature on the unit with buttons that are physical.
Right, and that is nice for geezers like me.
That.
Yeah, for guys like me who are maybe not computer programmers, it's kind of nice to have some buttons. It's like having a volume button in your car. A knob.
Yeah.
Knob. We like knobs, right? Let's say all guys like knobs.
Right, yeah. Well, I love the things that like the app does, and I love like RFX has been super fun to cook with, because I've gotten to cook with it already a bunch of times.
So back
there
to
is
the
something nice about the manual nature of the simplicity of just the buttons on a thing. It's really great too.
Right. But back to the Smoke. You have this receiver. It looks like a little, when you were a kid, you had a little walkie-talkie. It looks kind of like that, and you can wear it on your belt or put it in your living room or whatever. My question is, when you have, if you're using the original series Smoke and you're still selling them, what is the range from that sending unit to that receiver roughly?
I don't remember exactly on that, but I have it right here. One second.
And I think it's much further than what one might expect.
And that one works Bluetooth.
Well,
right?
No, I think
that
one's RF.
Bluetooth. That's a radio frequency.
That's RF.
Also. It's not at the same power.
You don't need
as
any
other one.
You don't need Wi-Fi or anything to use this thing. It's just
going
to be like a walkie-talkie.
You're right. Yep.
And it's going to it's not. It's kind of simple, but it's very complex. You have two probes. So you can put one in your
product
butt and one in your brisket, or you can put one in the oven chamber and one in the meat chamber. One in the meat. So you can monitor two separate things, and you can set the high low limits on it.
And there's an alarm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you can just leave it there as an indicator saying, "Hey, get up and go out and look at your smoker."
Right. That's the one on the nightstand, because it'll beep at you. The alarm, and if you're within proximity or you've got it on you, then you understand when you hit the temperature that you prescribed.
Yeah.
Well,
and so that has a transmission range of 300 feet line of sight.
Okay.
So if you're 100 feet from your smoker, especially if there's a window there, you're going to be fine. I used my smoke the other night to smoke a brisket, and I had it out in my driveway on the other side of the house from my bedroom. And it woke me up in the middle of the night when my temperature dropped, because I'd run out of pellets in my smoker.
So I anticipated us running long with you, because you just have so much cool stuff to say. We're going to take a break. And can you hang with us? And let's go into now. I know you have a feature on that smoke that we can talk about, the new series, but we'll be right back with Chef Martin. This is the Grilling Guys.